than the conventionally raised versions. Organic foods contain a lot of micronutrients like vitamin C, zinc, and iron. Food grown organically is more nutritious. They also have lower nitrate levels. High levels of nitrate are known to cause certain types of cancer. People who consume organic food have fewer risks of cancer than those who don't. Conventional foods are cheaper than organic foods because they are mass-produced. There are quite a few ways you can buy organic foods within budget. Some ways are: shop at a farmer's market. Buying directly from them won't create a hole in your pocket. Buy organic products in season. Fruits and vegetables are cheapest and freshest when bought in season. Buy organic seeds and plant a vegetable patch at home. Eating organic is good for your health. People who consume organic food regularly are less prone to diseases when compared to those who don't. As Muslims, we have been commanded to eat halal and tayyib food. Tayyib refers to pure and wholesome food. Organic is closest to tayyib food as it is natural and untainted by chemicals. May Allah Ta'ala help us make good food choices and grant us good health always. Ameen. Zakwa.
MashaAllah, excellent speech by Yusuf Desai. For those parents that are thinking of Yusuf Desai as a possible proposal prospective, think very, very carefully, because your daughter is only going to eat organic food. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know, is a human being fills no worse vessel than his stomach. It is sufficient for a human being to eat a few morsels to keep his spine straight. If you must fill it, if you want to eat properly, full tank, if you want to ensure full tank, then at least think about 1/3 for water, 1/3 for air, and 1/3 for food as well. So that's 1/3 for food, 1/3 for air, and 1/3 for water. Just the other day, I was at the Checkers shop, and I was filling water, and a doctor happened to be behind me. I was with my turban, so he was a Muslim. He made salam to me, and he mentioned a very, very important point. So I had 3-5 liters, and I was filling it up, and he told me, how long will you use these 5 liters? So I told him, it will last a week. So he said, no, you're doing the wrong thing. And on an average person needs to drink about 2.5 liters of water. I got shocked, and especially the boys, they know every day I come with a big bottle of water. They call it the Jojo tank. But anyways, so I went home and I did some research, and actually the doctor was right. And this is also why it is important that whoever we meet, we also speak, we make salam, because we might never know that, you know, perhaps that person could benefit us. And when I did research, I realized that when we breathe, we actually release water vapor from our mouths, obviously. So we release water vapor from our mouths, so to a percentage of about 300 to 500 milliliters. And this is per day. And then obviously, when we sweat, then we also lose water through our skin. So sometimes we may not feel the sweat on our skin, but we are losing water. So we lose about, through sweating, we lose approximately 500 to 700 milliliters. And then when we urinate as well, and we know that the kidneys needs enough water to filter waste from the blood, and the urine output is approximately 1 liter to 1.5 milliliters. And then the feces, the digestive system uses water to soften stool. So when in this process, you lose approximately 100 to 200 milliliters. So this is how the doctor got to the conclusion that you need to drink 2.5 liters of water at least. So inshallah, if you don't want to have any complications in your body, then mashallah, very, very important for you to drink water on a regular basis. That is why, mashallah, taqwa boys, we don't give anything else. Mashallah, we give the muffin, and then we give the water also, because the water is beneficial for the health. And mashallah, every other aspect is beneficial. So next we continue with a play as well. This is a very, very exciting play. I don't know of any birds flying at night, but anyways, it's the play with regards to the parrot and the trader performed by the grade 8 and 9 class. A request for all the brothers to please come forward so that we can make space for those brothers that are standing at the back. Don't worry, the parrot won't bite you all, brothers. Not an African gay, this is a budgie.
Presenting to you a play from the Kitab Ma'arif al-Matrawi by Marumi Rahimahullah, titled The Story of the Trader and the Captured Parrots. Mahmood Yusuf Desai and Mohammed Bayat are the parrots of India. Haider is the trader. Banda is the parrot. Zakaria and Suleiman are the servants of the trader. A certain trader had a parrot which had a melodious voice and was very beautiful. Before the trader went on a journey to India, he asked all his servants,
"What shall I bring for you from India, O servants?"
In this way, he also inquired from the parrot as to what he shall bring for it from India.
"What shall I bring for you from India, O parrot?"
"In India, when you shall pass any meadow and see any group of parrots, give them my salams and pass this message on to them. A certain parrot longs to meet you, but through the decree of Allah, he is kept in a cage." "What?" "After passing my salams to them, say, is this acceptable to you that he should be restless in longing for you and that he should be... How long is it going to be acceptable to you that he should continue to be in prison while you can fly about in the green leaf from tree to tree?"
When the Shaida passed the message on to the parrots of India, they also gave him their regards. When one of the parrots heard the message, he started shaking. He fell down from the branch of the tree and landed down on the ground dead. The trader felt great grief that the parrot had died. He felt that if he did not pass the message, it would have been better.
"I pass your regards to your parrot friends who had sorrow. But there was one amongst them who was greatly affected by this and started trembling and died."
When the parrot heard what happened to one parrot, he also began trembling and fell down cold. When the trader saw this, he began crying.
"Oh, what has happened? My companion, my dear melodious voice bird, my confidant."
Thereafter, when the trader imagined that the parrot had died of sorrow, he took it out of the cage and threw it outside. The parrot flew away and sat on a high branch of the tree. The trader looked up towards it and asked,
"What is the meaning of this? Tell me what has happened."
That parrot, through its actions, made itself dead and taught me a lesson that my freedom and deliverance can be attained in this manner. Be a dead one."
Then the parrot greeted the trader and said to him,
"Farewell.
The parrot said,
"May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free you from the traps of your nafs, and may He give you freedom like how He has given me freedom."
"Go in the safety of Allah. Go to your homeland, for you have taught me true freedom. It is that my life inferior to the parrot, that be a captive of prison and a chain to my desires. That my life should be that I should fly towards the true gardens, free from bonds."
Now we'll have the lesson by Suleiman.
Maulana Rumi Rahimahullah has mentioned a story to inform us that the parrot did not find his freedom from the prison of the cage through loud shouting nor through the claim of arrogance. He found his freedom through annihilating himself and to the process of self-sacrifice. Thus, when someone wishes to free himself from the cage of his nafs and from shaitan, he will have to learn to become annihilated and learn the process of self-annihilation from the one who is annihilated in Allah. This is because one who is himself in prison cannot set free another prisoner. The saints of Allah Ta'ala are the people who have been released from this cage. By choosing their company and companionship, others can also find freedom and relief. Jazakumullah khair.
MashaAllah, excellent play by the grade 8 and 9 boys. MashaAllah. Message has been sent that the downstairs performances are all complete, and the last performance completed our performances upstairs. So now, MashaAllah, we can synchronize. We will move on with our itinerary. Now, inshallah, we will have the grade 4 and 5s recite a nasheed on Dil Ko Agar. It's a munajat by the grade 4 and 5. Just received information. You know, the apas, they take long to make istikhara. They take long to make decisions. So mashallah, we won't rush them. We'll allow them to take their time. In the meantime, we'll just speak about the nafs and also just do a recap quickly on the aspects that we discussed. Remember, real freedom is found by defeating our nafs, not by outward actions or loud words. Those who are close to Allah can guide us out of the cages we create for ourselves. May Allah grant us pure hearts and good company, inshallah. We all know that only dead fish go with the flow, but strong ones develop muscles to swim against the flow. So this is what is important for us, that whatever tactics shaitan comes forward with, inshallah, we defeat him with our strong muscles. And more especially at the time of Fajr Salah. At the time of Fajr Salah. So inshallah, we'll just mention a few ash'ar of Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib in the meantime, relating to the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very important. And together with love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is love for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love for the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must concurrently exist in our life. That is why Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib gives commentary with regards to what is the characteristics, what is the way of the believers and those people who have great amount of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki aadat, kabhi girya wo bukaye, kabhi aaye sard barna, يهي عاشقك عادة يهي عاشقك عادة كبيك يا بكاه كبي عايسد برنا.
What is the meaning of this? The way and the characteristics of the believers and those people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sometimes you will see them crying and sometimes you will see them taking a deep sigh. Oh, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing for me and this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one hadith of a hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ فِي جَلَالِهِ. Where are those people who love others for my sake? لَهُمْ مَنَابِرٌ مِّن نُورٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will resurrect a member of light. And those people who love others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be placed on that member. And يَغْبِتُهُمُ النَّبِيُّونَ. The Anbiya alayhimu salam and the martyrs, those people who fought and passed away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fighting, they will look at those people sitting on the minbar with great envy and they will say, what did you do to achieve such a great and lofty status? And simple, all they did was they loved others for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poet continues to say,
يهي عشاقك علامة يهي عشاقك زمانة كبي ذكر زباسي كبي دل مياد كرنا يهي عشاقك علامة يهي عشاقك زمانة كبي ذكر هو زبان سے كبي دل میں یاد کرنا.
That what is the sign of true love? What is the sign of those people who possess love? The sign is sometimes you will see them making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sometimes you will see them remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. So because we know that love is abstract, we cannot feel love. The ulama, they give a comparison. And they say that there was a professor in the university. So this professor, he was madly in love with this girl. So he used to make tawaf, he used to go around the house of this girl by the name of Layla. And he used to say, أَتُوفُ عَلَى الدِّيَارِ دِيَارِ لَيْلَى وَأُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارِ وَذَا الْجِدَارِ. That I am going around the house of Layla and I am kissing this wall and I'm kissing that wall. After some time, the people, they ask him, that is it that you love the wall because you're kissing the wall or you love the stones?
What is the situation? And then he says that no. وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ
شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارِ.
It is not what is, it is not the bricks and the walls and the sand that is captivating my heart. It is not the house, but rather it is who is inside the house, and that is Layla. So the ulama, they give a comparison with regards to love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to the Kaaba Sharif, people are kissing the Hajrul Aswad, people are holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, people are spending lots of time by the Kaaba Sharif. This is not because they love the exterior design of the Kaaba Sharif, but rather وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارِ. It is not the exterior design that is captivating the hearts of the believers, but rather it is the owner of the house of the Kaaba, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we continue with our jalsa, mashallah. The women folk finally made up their mind what they want. So now inshallah we are free to go. What we have before us, just for the ladies' benefit, mashallah, the grade 4 and 5 will be reciting a munajat dil ko agar.
Dil ko agar jam gana ho ذكرى إلا الله دلقا أكل شمكانا وتوكر له ذكرى إلا الله إلا الله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله قلبت عهدر ياهوك وإيس رواني كسنادي قلبت عهدر ياهوك وإيس رواني كسنادي سنه چمک تاریم بخشای رات سوحانی کس نے دی ننے بننے پودو کو گلشم جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا یکتا ہے میرا اللہ لا الہ
MashaAllah, beautiful rendition by the grade 4 and 5 class, and teaching us the importance of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ana bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub, that behold, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do hearts find solace. And these days there are so many illnesses of the heart, and the prescription is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone that tried the prescription of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they found a solution to their problems. And very, very quickly, you recite 100 times in the day, subhanallah, how easy it is and how quick it is. 100 times, subhanallah, in the morning, and you recite 100 times in the evening, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward of 100 hajj. Allahu Akbar. So now we move on to another nasheed by the grade 7 class. It is titled Shahidi Shanuko, and this is praising and sending greetings and mercies to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And we would like to make a special request. We know that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they sacrificed so much for this deen of Islam to reach us. If you look at the amount of graves that are outside Madinatul Munawwara, and we know that the reward for one salah in Madinatul Munawwara is equivalent to one salah, 1,000 salah elsewhere. But despite that, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they went out of Madinatul Munawwara. There are so many qabars out of Madinatul Munawwara, and who can be better in trying to challenge the Sahaba radiallahu anhum for good reward? They were the forerunners, but despite that, they understood the importance of this deen and spreading this deen of Islam, and that is why the qabars are scattered all over the world. So a humble request, a humble appeal is when we hear them saying as-salam, as-salam, we are sending the greetings to them. We are thankful and grateful for all the sacrifices they have done so for this deen of Islam to reach us. Humble appeal is, let this place erupt with the salam for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the men folk upstairs as well as the women folk downstairs, inshallah. Tafaddal.
Aisha radiallahu anha. Haza Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. As Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu.
Hazrat
as Ali radiallahu anhu.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Well done to the grade 7 class. Now we move on to the awards. We're going to be moving at a very slow pace because remember, the grade 0s, they have small feet. So it takes them long to get to the front. So we'll just bear with them. So inshallah, before we... Okay. My grade 7 class, mashallah, you can see their love for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They want to do the translation. Come and do the translation. You will have the translation given by Usaid Parak of the grade 7 class.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. To the magnificent King, to the majesty of the Quran, to the part of Iman, to the guest of Allah, to the beloved of the truth, to the leader of the righteous, to my chief, to the remover of everyone's sorrow, to his behavior, to his lofty character, to his soft speech, to his brisk walk. Peace and blessings be upon his mother Amina and upon his wet nurse Halima. To the pride of love, to the palace of knowledge, to the example of patience, peace and blessings be upon the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. To his beloved one, to the one afflicted with his love, to the thigh of the friend, to the friend, to the cave, to the pride of justice, to the zeal of endurance, to the rare gemstone, peace and blessings be upon the son of Khattab, to his wealth, to his life, to his generous hands, to the son of Affan, peace and blessings be upon Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, to the sharp sword, to the bearer of victory, to the willpower of Karrar, peace and blessings be upon his family.
MashaAllah, now we come to a very exciting part for the students. All the other performances were for the parents. Now we come to the part for the students. And MashaAllah, now they are eagerly awaiting to see the positions, whether they came out first from the front or first from the back. But we hope inshaAllah that we don't disappoint anyone. And therefore we got a small message for the entire class. Dear learners of taqwa, mashallah to all who are receiving awards today. Your dedication and patience shine bright. May Allah place barakah in your success. But remember, every learner of taqwa is honored. Each step you took, each page you learned, each small effort was seen by Allah. Continue striving to grow in knowledge, strengthen your bodies, and shine spiritually through salah and good deeds. Aim high, work hard, and make sincere dua. May Allah guide you, protect you, and help you excel in every aspect of your life. Ameen. The grade 0 awardees, remember there's no actual position, because in grade 0, the students focus more on the fine motor skills, the large motor skills, gross motor skills, and basically development of the body. And inshallah, this will be beneficial to the student at later stages. So grade 0 for excellent performance, 3 students will take the award. Musa Lubanzi, mashallah. Talha Chauhan, mashallah. I can see his father smiling upstairs here. MashaAllah. Huzaifa Ibrahim.
inform the parents what happened.
Parents, you might think that I'm announcing the names, but there's nothing happening in the front here. So basically, from grade 0 to 5, all the awards will be given downstairs. So the appas will be in charge of that aspect. They know the students better, and they deal with them on a daily basis, because we know that the primary section is managed totally by the appas. We move on to the awardees of grade 1. Grade 1, first position, Abdullah Sadiq, mashallah. Second position, Abu Bakr Chinia. MashaAllah, we can see the father smiling upstairs as well. Third position, Yaman Hansbai. Third position for grade 1, Yaman Hansbai. We move over to grade 2, first position, Muawiyah Chohan, mashallah. We can see Muawiyah Sahib made lots of dua for his children, mashallah. First position, Muawiyah Chohan. Second position, Muhammad Zaid Amisi. Second position, Muhammad Zaid Amisi. I'm rushing to say the third position, Muhammad Suleiman Akhtar. At least the Akhtars are somewhere on the radar, mashallah. First position, Muawiyah Chohan. Second position, Muhammad Zaid Amisi. Third position, Muhammad Suleiman Akhtar. We move over to grade 3. First position, Abdullah Muhammad. First position, Abdullah Muhammad, mashallah. Second position, Muhammad Musa Basa, mashallah. We can see his father smiling upstairs as well, mashallah. Third position, Abdul Rahman Isa, mashallah. We move over to grade 4. Grade 4, first position, Ibrahim Kudrat. Ibrahim Kudrat, first position, mashallah. Second position, the father is already smiling at me before I can call the name. Second position, Yusuf Jiwa, mashallah. Third position, Yusuf Muhammadi, mashallah. We move over to grade 5. We're moving a little bit faster because, mashallah, the size of the feet is a little bit bigger. They can move faster. Grade 5, first position, Muhammad Sadiq, mashallah. Second position, Abdullah Mansoor, mashallah. You can see the father is smiling at the back, mashallah. Second position, Abdullah Mansoor. Third position, Shafiq Hafaji, mashallah. Grade 5, Shafiq Hafaji, third position. We move over to the senior section, and mashallah, the form teachers will hand over the positions to the respective students. Somebody will have to take charge of my grade 7. I wish I could give you, but unfortunately somebody else will take my place. A grade 6, first position, Zakaria Parak, mashallah. Mashallah, brother, say mashallah. Second position, Ismail Muhammadi, mashallah. Third position, Muhammad Famau. Not Muhammad Famiao. No, Muhammad Famau. Grade 7, we move over to grade 7. Mufti Ahmad will, inshallah, pass out on my behalf. First position, mashallah, Muhammad Ilyas Mullah. Mashallah. The fathers are trying their best not to smile, but that happiness is just revealing itself, mashallah. First position, Muhammad Ilyas Mullah. And I can tell you, this class, because I'm the form teacher, is a very, very competitive class. Just watch out, everybody must separate them. They don't start fighting now after the jalsa. First position, Muhammad Ilyas Mullah. Second position, MashaAllah, Hafiz Abdi Fattah Muhammad. Second position, Hafiz Abdi Fattah. And third position, MashaAllah, Ismail Badia. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. We move over to grade 8, first position. Hafiz Mahmoud Chogli. MashaAllah. Here we can just see the positions are taken by the Huffaz. Because Allah bless them with special memory. And they're using their memory to their advantage, MashaAllah. Good tactic. First position, Hafiz Mahmoud Chogli. Second position, MashaAllah, Hafiz Muhammad Jiwa. MashaAllah. And third position, Hafiz Abdullah Hussein. MashaAllah. The first and second position, they actually got an upper hand because Hafiz Abdullah was focusing more on his hips. You'll better be careful next year because he doesn't have hips to focus on. We move over to grade 9. Grade 9 first position and second position goes to both brothers, Hafiz Saad Hussein and Hafiz Muhammad Hussein. They are not here today. They are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their time. And I'm sure they was making dua for this position. Just that now the two brothers, it's like we'll have a fight in the Jamaat as well. The third position goes to Muhammad Bayat, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, we can see the father also is smiling. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, also during the course of the year, we had many students that completed the Nazira Khatam. This is also a big achievement because MashaAllah, they can look inside and recite the Quran Kareem. We are hopeful that inshaAllah, the Appas will receive the reward. And we are hopeful that inshaAllah, Ramadan is around the corner. They can put the Nazira Khatam to the test and complete one Quran inshaAllah. Quran Sharif, Nazira Khatam, these boys will collect their certificates inshaAllah downstairs. Muhammad Musa Basa, Abdullah Muhammad, Umar Dalej, Yusuf Muhammadi, Yusuf Jiwa, Ibrahim Kudrat, Muhammad Hamza Amisi, Ahmed Isaac, Mahir Akbani, Hamdan Abdul, Abdullah Mansur. Now MashaAllah, we move on to the first position in the HIFS class. The HIFS class has a part-time HIFS class that also does school, and together with school, they also do HIFS. And MashaAllah, the hours are also very accommodating for them and manageable. The first position in the HIFS class for part-time goes to Muhammad Famao, MashaAllah. Second position in the part-time HIFS class goes to Hafiz Mahmoud Chogli, MashaAllah. Hafizab has been working on his Quran and he was also one of the candidates who also completed the Quran in one sitting in one day, MashaAllah. The third position in the HIFS class goes to Zakaria Muhammad, MashaAllah. MashaAllah. The most sabak in the HIFS class, and this is why we said that the first and second position of grade 8, as far as the year is concerned, they had the upper hand because he was focusing more on the most sabak, in most sabak, and that is why he will take also the award for the most sabak in the HIFS class, Hafiz Abdullah Hashim Hussein. MashaAllah. First position, we move on to the first position in the HIFS class, the full-time HIFS class. And MashaAllah, HIFS class varies between the number of 10 to 12 students, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that it's a miracle. Alhamdulillah, the miracle is such that at least every year 2 to 3 students complete. And Alhamdulillah, this year we're looking at a big number, inshallah. First position in the Hifz class is Hafiz Abdul Rahman Muhammadi. MashaAllah. Second position in the Hifz class goes to Yusuf Patel. MashaAllah. Third position in the Hifz class, full time, goes to Samir Henslot. MashaAllah. Samir Henslot. He's not here today. I think he's preparing his Hifz work for tomorrow. Okay. This is the wrap as far as the awards is concerned. We know at Attaqwa Boys, we place great emphasis on the behavior and compliance. And that is why, as far as the behavior and compliance award is concerned, our madrasa places great emphasis on Islamic morals and values. And as part of this, we implement a behavior system that nurtures learners to understand the consequences of their actions. This includes following madrasa rules, completing academic work, and upholding good akhlaq. Only the top learners will receive awards. However, each child's progress in this area can be seen in their reports, and both parents and teachers are encouraged to support and guide them so they may excel, inshallah. First, we'll start off with the award for grade zeros. But before we do that, the most sabak learned in the full-time Hifz also goes to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Muhammadi. Grade zero, outstanding behavior and compliance, Musa Lubanzi and Zakaria Patan. MashaAllah. Grade one, outstanding behavior and compliance goes to Ibrahim Badat. Grade 2, outstanding behavior and compliance, Muhammad Suleiman Akhtar. Allahu Akbar. This is, nothing strange. Muhammad Suleiman Akhtar, outstanding behavior and compliance. Muaz Bey as well from the grade 2. Grade 3, outstanding behavior and compliance goes to Muhammad Musa Basa, Hamza Desai, and Suleiman Gangad. MashaAllah, very well behaved grade 3 class. Grade 4 and grade 5, MashaAllah, we're waiting for you all to come in the senior section so we can work on your behavior and compliance. Unfortunately, there is no behavior and compliance for the grade 4 and 5 class. But you know, normally when they're leaving one place and transitioning into another place, then they are hyped up. But nevertheless, we move on to the grade 6 class, outstanding behavior and compliance, goes to Huzaifa Bayat, Muzammil Isub, and Muhammad Famau. Grade 7, outstanding behavior and compliance, Muhammad Sadiq Gangat, and Hafiz Abdi Fattah. Grade 8, outstanding behavior and compliance, Suleiman Chinya, Hafiz Mahmoud Chogli, and Zakaria Muhammad Hanif. Grade 9, outstanding behavior and compliance, Muhammad Bayat, Hafiz Muhammad Hussein, and Hafiz Saad Hussein. We move over to the outstanding behavior and compliance in the Hifz class. Hafiz Abdul Rahman Muhammadi, Abdullah Duma, and Muhammad Fuzail Abdullah. MashaAllah. Okay. I see they put his name here, but they put a cross there as well. Maaf. But inshallah, at least we got the barakat of us calling your name. Inshallah, next year you can get the outstanding behavior and compliance. We'll move on to three students that completed the hifz, and that is Hafiz Abdul Rahman Muhammadi, Hafiz Abdullah Hashim Hussein, and Hafiz Muhammad Qudrat. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us in the coming year to also see and witness the Hifzul Quran Jalsa of the Taqwa girls, inshallah. We come to the final aspect of our Jalsa, and that is a very, very emotional part of the Jalsa, because remember, it's going to be the second last address of our principal, because the last one will be inshallah on Monday when we close. Mawlana Sahib, mashallah, is the Khalifa of Mawlana Muhammad Hakim Mazhar Sahib Daman Barakatuhu. And you know, despite Mawlana Sahib being such a senior person, Mawlana Sahib, with due diligence, he speaks to the boys on a Thursday, and also on Saturdays, he comes and read mashq with the boys. The boys really appreciate it. You know, honestly, myself, we spent time in other schools as well, and we saw the nature of different principles. But Mawlana Sahib, mashallah, one outstanding feature is that he is always here for the students. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take Mawlana Sahib from strength to strength, and inshallah, accept all the efforts, and inshallah, keep Mawlana Sahib with us for a very, very long time, so that he can guide us and we can benefit in with Mawlana's leadership, guidance and presence at our institute, inshallah. We call upon Mawlana Sahib for the principal's address.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers of our learners who are here, and beloved learners, we take this opportunity to thank you for sacrificing your Saturday night to be present here and to witness these awards, your presence for this particular humble little gathering. It speaks loudly and it means so much to the learners, and we'd like to express our appreciation to the learners who had received awards today, whether you achieved the first position, whether it was the second position, whether it's the third position. This is a representation of the efforts throughout the term, throughout the year. And this is a moment where we can celebrate your achievement. For those learners who achieved a reward for outstanding behavior and compliance, then that is a phenomenal award. We know in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ما من شيء أثقل في الميزان من حسن الخلق أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that there is nothing heavier in one's weight of good deeds than good character. So if you receive the award for outstanding behavior and compliance, then mashallah, you're on the right track. And you are fulfilling the very mission and vision of the madrasa to produce learners who are well grounded in noble character. For those learners who did not receive any awards today, it's not the end of the world. Sometimes the greatest victories are the quiet ones. And inshallah, there is still a long road ahead. And alhamdulillah, it does not mean that you did not achieve award that you have failed. Alhamdulillah, we have celebrated many of your victories within the class, And to our parents and mothers and fathers who are here, this is something that we should do, that if our learner had received some kind of an award, whether it's first position, whether it's second position, whether it's third position, whether our learner was selected to participate in perhaps the Qiraat Jalsa or the Hifzul Hadith, or even if he was just selected, these are moments that we should celebrate our learners. We should acknowledge them. We find, especially with the boys, that we are not motivating them enough. Many, many parents, we find that this is a question that many parents ask, is that we are, especially as fathers, when it comes to our boys, we are ready to, you know, tackle them. We are ready to reprimand them. We are ready to challenge them and scream at them and shout them. But the question we have to ask ourselves is, how often have we motivated them? I had one particular parent that had come into the office some time back, and he had mentioned to me with regards to his son and the challenge that they were having. And then I explained to him that, is there no good quality that your son has? You need to take advantage of that good quality that he has. And as soon as he does something good, you need to make a big issue out of it. You need to motivate him. So then he mentioned to me that, you know, my son, we have an elderly family member in the home, and he's always willing to make khidmat for this person without even a frown on his face. And I've never really thanked him and acknowledged him. So I said, you need to be motivating him. So now what happens with the kids also? They're looking for attention. They're not getting any attention when they're doing the good things, when they've achieved anything. So now the child came home, I'm just giving an example, he came home with third position. And the father will say, why you didn't come out first? Why you didn't come out first? Only third position you got. You need to work harder next time. Now what happened? The poor child feels like he's never good enough. So it is important for us to celebrate the achievements of our children. Our late Mohanis Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say to us that when the learners, we are not perhaps giving them a birthday celebration. As Muslims, this is not something that we should be doing. But how about celebrating when they completed the memorization of Surah Yasin? Why not bake a cake for that occasion? Why not celebrate that moment? That is how we will motivate our children, because it is important for us to motivate them. And really, respected elders and brothers, we have noticed in the madrasa, through, for example, as I wanted to discuss the Hifzul Hadith challenge, how it motivates our learners. That when we started the Hifzul Hadith, we started off with motivating the learners to memorize 60 ahadith, which was a major achievement. But alhamdulillah, we are seeing now every year our learners are memorizing 250 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What an amazing achievement. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Therefore, as parents, we would encourage you that celebrate the good achievements of our learners. And alhamdulillah, you know, to our fathers and mothers, our children look at and see that when we are happy and we are proud of them. This becomes a means of motivating them. Nevertheless, respected elders and brothers, respected parents, we want to mention that we have to also, as an institute, express our appreciation to you for believing in us, for trusting us, for handing over your sons as an amana. And really, we take this amana quite seriously. Of course, we are human beings, we are limited by our resources, but we try our best to take this amana as seriously as possible. And had it not been for your motivation, for the feedback that we receive from the parents, and of course the du'as that the parents are making for their children, which then helps us to make the tarbiyah of the learners, we would not be witnessing what we are witnessing today. So just a few highlights of the year as far as Taqwa Boys is concerned. Alhamdulillah, we know that from this year we had implemented the swimming lessons, which were now part and parcel of the lessons. And alhamdulillah, we've noticed that our boys have improved tremendously. For those fathers who had attended the swimming lesson, I think it was the last swimming lesson of the term, and they witnessed how their learners are now able and capable to swim confidently. Alhamdulillah, this is a remarkable achievement for some learners who could not even, you know, go into the water. They were afraid. So alhamdulillah, these boys now have become much more confident. And we will encourage all the fathers that take advantage of this opportunity. We have the coach on site, The swimming pool is available. There is no additional charge. You need to sacrifice some time, spend that time, that is a bonding time between yourself and your son. And even if you cannot attend every lesson, send your sons. Because remember, learning swimming is also a sunnah. It is a sunnah sport. And by swimming, they will be learning determination. They will be learning how to challenge themselves. It will build courage within them. It is also an opportunity for them to socialize within a controlled environment. Alhamdulillah, we've got a muallim, either Mufti Akhtar or Hafiz Muawiyah is on site with the coach to supervise. So it is a very controlled environment. They also get to socialize out of classroom with their friends. So it is very, very important for our children to get some kind of holistic opportunity. Alhamdulillah, the soup kitchen every Saturday, alhamdulillah, our grade 7s to 9s attend the soup kitchen. And alhamdulillah, they serve those who are indigent. This creates within them empathy, responsibility, leadership. And it teaches them that Islam is also about serving others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, create within their hearts that spirit of khidmat for humanity. Then the hamper distribution, as you are aware, the hampers are distributed to the elderly and disabled. Approximately 250 hampers a month are distributed. Our learners participate in the packing of those hampers. So also learning that we can be part and parcel of the khidmat of deen and not necessarily in the forefront. Sometimes, you know, some people prefer being in the limelight. But sometimes we also have to learn to serve without getting any limelight. Only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Hifzul Hadith was a success. We make dua that Allah ta'ala accepts it, and it's a means of pleasing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Mufti Saab mentioned, three learners had completed their Hifz with strong door, alhamdulillah. A proud moment for the families, the teachers. May the Quran Sharif be a lifelong companion for these learners. Alhamdulillah, we had our first ever Qiraat Jalsa this year, a beautiful gathering for our learners. And we would encourage our fathers that expose your sons to good recitation, let them listen to good recitation, and you will not realize it, but just by listening, they will start developing a wonderful melody in terms of their recitation. Next year, inshallah, we are planning to have, you know, a speech contest, a spelling contest for our learners, again, to challenge them. What we are trying to achieve in taqwa is not only excelling in terms of Islamiyat, which alhamdulillah, the level of diniyat is excellent, the Quran, alhamdulillah, is improving, but as well as the academics, we want them to excel in this field as well, and therefore, this is planned for next year. You know, there's some, one parent asked that, Marana, you know, what motivates you? So it is certain messages like this that we receive that really motivates us. One particular father had mentioned, or actually one of our learners who went on to complete his studies in another school afterwards, you know, he mentioned to me, he said that the environment at Taqwa, it's just completely different. It's such a wonderful environment and he cannot find it anywhere else. Another father had mentioned to us that, you know, he can never repay the madrasa for what they have done for his son. And we had one learner, alhamdulillah, who is now in his third year alim course. He's abroad. And he mentioned to me, he said that, Maulana, alhamdulillah, I'm running an online business as well as, you know, studying in the third year alim course. And he said, alhamdulillah, what I learned in taqwa, it had never made me feel as if I was lacking in any field. Whether it was in the Islamiyat field, or even if it was in running this online business, the computer literacy that I learned, I was able to take off and use that as a stepping stone to go higher. So alhamdulillah, you know, this is some of the positive comments that we received. And as far as comments and criticism, we welcome positive criticism as well, because that is how we will progress, that is how we will learn. Of course, it has to be brought in the right way, and it, inshallah, it will be welcomed. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the institute from strength to strength. Mufti Akhtar had mentioned that, you know, as far as the grade zeros are concerned, you know, they've learned fine motor skills and gross motor skills. But I'd like to add to that alhamdulillah, our grade zeros also learned how to read and how to write, alhamdulillah. So that is also a remarkable achievement for them. And they've also learned to, you know, recognize the letters of the Quran Sharif And as had been mentioned to the learners earlier this week, who had completed the Nazira Khatam, that it started off with the Alif Ba, and the hardest work was done by the Appas. You know, to teach those little children with very short, attention span, but to control them and to teach them. And as the parents know, sometimes we have a little learner, one or two kids. Imagine having a classroom of 10 and 12 learners, and then to be controlling them and teaching them. Indeed, it is a remarkable achievement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the efforts of our teachers. May Allah ta'ala reward the parents for their support, for their motivation, for their du'as, for the institute. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the madrasa from strength to strength. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll make some du'a. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والنية والهدي إنك على كل شيء قدير Oh Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving, caring Allah, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us our major sins, minor sins, those sins which are committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Accept this gathering of ours, Ya Allah. Let this gathering be a means of motivating our learners, Ya Allah, instilling within, inculcating within them good character, noble akhlaq, Ya Allah, wonderful values and qualities, Ya Allah. Allah, make these children of ours, Ya Allah, the Ghazalis, the Rumis of the time, Ya Allah. Make them ambassadors of the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, grant our learners, Ya Allah, the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Bless them with happiness, prosperity, Ya Allah. Safety and security, Ya Allah. Afiyat fi dareen, Ya Allah. Protect them, Ya Allah, from the fitnas of the time, Ya Allah. Allah, protect us from the fitnas of the time, Ya Allah. Accept us all for the service of your deen, Ya Allah. Grant us barakah and blessings in every single bounty that you have granted us, Ya Allah. Allah, make our homes Jannat on earth, Ya Allah. Allah, create unity, Ya Allah. Harmony within our homes, Ya Allah. Make it easy for us to bring up our children in a wonderful environment within our homes, Ya Allah. Allah, accept the efforts, Ya Allah, of all the parents, Ya Allah, that have brought up their children, Ya Allah, that have spent on their children, Ya Allah. You accept the efforts, Ya Allah. You know their intentions, Ya Allah. Accept their intentions, Ya Allah. And make these children a means of perpetual rewards for them, Ya Allah. A means of sadaqah jariyah for them, Ya Allah. Allah, when the time of death comes, Ya Allah, make our death easy and let us die with iman, Ya Allah. Make our hisab kitab exceptionally easy, Ya Allah. Keep us in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, alleviate the suffering of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in Gaza and Sudan, Ya Allah, and wherever the Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah. Alleviate their suffering, Ya Allah. Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept it, Ya Allah. Protect it, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulties, you provide for them, Ya Allah. Those, Ya Allah, who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious, compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires and aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you. Fulfill all their good desires and aspirations, whatever hardship, challenge, difficulty they are going through, you alleviate it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all those that have assisted this institute, Ya Allah, who are well wishes to this institute, Ya Allah, the founders of this institute, Ya Allah. Allah, make this institute a means of perpetual reward for them, Ya Allah. Keep this institute alive till the day of Qiyamah. Protect it from the hasad of the hasideen, from the fasad of the mufsideen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli shar ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.